Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So I have this sort of odd jealous streak that I'm discovering in myself that I didn't realize that I had. Okay. And it's because it came up a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's really because my boyfriend and I have been together about maybe 6 months now. Mm-hmm. And things are going really great. And I have zero reason to be jealous. Mm-hmm. But I just have this jealous streak. And I think it's because I'm trying to figure out where it comes from. And I think it's because he works with a lot of women. And like constantly a lot of women, like always around him all the time. And I think because of that, some of his closest friends are women. And I don't know why, but it's like stirred up these emotions of jealousy for me. And I know there's no reason to be jealous, but I guess because most of my best friends are women and I don't have a ton of like best guy friends. I don't know. It's just a difference for me. And I'm like struggling with it because I know there's no reason to be jealous, but I find these pangs of jealousy that I'm like having to squash in myself and just be quiet about.
I've got two things to add here. First of all, the dude that she's going out with is like the most solid guy ever.
He's perfect.
But he's also a very good looking dude. So I could certainly understand and he works in a field that's dominated by women. So I can understand that how, especially in the beginning of a relationship, hey, you'd have those jealous feelings.
Yeah. And I think I don't know, when I go and hang out and have drinks with a friend or, dinner with a friend or whatever to just catch up, and he'll do the same thing, but his is with his women friends. And so I don't know why I think it was a couple of weeks ago that it came up because it was a few different nights in a row that he was catching up with this friend or that friend or whatever. And I was like, all right, well, don't be mad about it, just trying to squash those jealousy feelings because I know I have no reason to feel that way. And I've just got to figure out a way to get over that,
Stacey and I went for probably months not seeing eye to eye on this. Through Burt's Big Adventure, we have a new webmaster for Burt's Big Adventure. He runs a studio down in St. Augustine, and they were working so much together that they had started to become really good friends. Like texting each other all the time, on the phone with each other all the time. And I had a very difficult time with it. It doesn't help that he's really good looking. and we really went at it round and round. And I was really jealous about it. And she asked me if I had this friend before we got married, would it be cool? And my answer was absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Secondly, there was some superficial part of it also. It's a good looking dude. If it wasn't a good looking guy, I don't know that I would have been as jealous about it. But I really was pretty jealous about the relationship they were having. And I really felt like that's the beginning step to me of something that could have been much, much worse.
Like a slippery slope to something else.
And I'm still not 100% comfortable with it. I got to tell you.
I was going to ask how you guys resolved it. You just consistently talk about it?
Well,
or?
They were sort of inviting me into their group and I was resistant to it. And she basically said to me, this guy's not going anywhere. We're just friends. I'm allowed to have guy friends just the same way you're allowed to have girlfriends. Problem is, I've never even had the thought, of starting a friendship with a girl outside of my marriage. I thought that was off limits ground for us. Look, here we are 13 years married and we're still learning what's new real estate and what's not.
Right.
That just in my head was never even an option. We had never talked about it. So she started this relationship with this guy and we had to redefine if that's cool or not. And at the end of the day, they did bring me in and I was more open to it. And I actually, I'd really dig this guy a lot. I really dig him. But I would not say that I'm 100% totally and completely comfortable with that relationship even today.
Because they became friends afterwards. Because all of Grant's friends are friends that he had long before. I mean, they've been friends a long time. And I know that it's non-threatening, but I just feel these pangs. It's almost like shoots of pain through your stomach when it hits you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like almost like a physical reaction that I have to kind of suppress and be like,
and you're
okay.
Usually not that way.
No, it's weird
because in the time that we've been on the show,
I've heard you give advice to other people about that. But I could see, because it's new, because I could see where you're getting into that routine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think especially with your boyfriend and his friends, I mean, if anything was going to happen between him and any of these women, it would have already happened.
It would have already happened. Right. Exactly. And I would have known about it.
Right.
So I'm suppressing it. And I haven't talked mm-hmm. to him about it at all because it's illogical.
Well, I still think, mm-hmm.
I
still think at the end of the day that it's still ground that I don't want to walk on. I don't want to have relationships with women that are outside of my relationship with Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Either you accept us as a couple
right.
or you don't, which they were trying to do. The problem here is that I wasn't
resisting it.
No, I don't want to be around the guy.
Right.
I don't trust this relationship. But once I gave into it, it turned out to be an awesome guy. He spent the night at our house this weekend.
Right.
In his own bed, I think.
Do you really remember?
Saturday night, anything could happen. I don't know. Hey, Maria, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hi. I agree with you, Burt. I completely do not believe in opposite sex friendship. Just mm-hmm. from my experience and other friends, every male guy that I thought was just a friend would either end up falling in love or want to take it to the next step,
mm-hmm.
or even with my husband, his previous friends, like they either did something, or I just feel like if you don't go ahead and get started on that line, if you just prevent it, it cannot accumulate to anything else, especially nowadays. Most women nor men don't really have that much respect for each other. So it is really difficult to me nowadays.
What?
So you just have to have that boundary or that, you know, agreement within each other and just go from there.
Well, I think you can have a opposite sex relationship and it be a friendship, because I had a best guy friend, but I think it's important that he introduce you to all of his girlfriends so that you don't feel insecure, so that you mm-hmm. are brought into the group. I think that's a big factor in it.
I think you're really talking about two different things. You're talking about friendships that were forged before you got into your relationship and friendships that start afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
Because it does seem like Melissa mm-hmm. said, like if anything was going to happen before, it would have happened before anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be in the relationship with them because they'd be in the relationship with the friend,
right.
you know? Mm-hmm. But I think it's like after you're in a relationship, it's either like same sex, new friends, or couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct.
It almost felt mm-hmm. to me like he was providing something she was getting something out of that relationship with him that I wasn't providing also.
Mm.
Like, why do you need to call him on the phone?
And that's scary.
And I didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like that very much.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying as I'm talking it out, I'm still not very okay with this relationship.
By the end of this conversation.
I really am not.
Bert's going to throw something or we're going to call Stacey on the phone.
I thought I was at peace with it, but I just now realized I'm not at peace with it.
Not so much.
Hey, Tony, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening, man?
Hey, I was just going to say that, you know, when you other girls see this guy with Jen, who's a very attractive woman, you know, they're going to start awakening themselves to, you know, like, hey, I want this guy now for myself.
Oh, you think that it'll make it worse?
It's possible.
Hmm.
So, and men are dogs. Oh, we are. We're animals. We're, you know.
So I have to say that I think he's an exception. I don't think he's a dog.
Well, but the thing is, what is the advice, though? You're telling Jen, I mean, I know he's off the phone now, but like, what, are you telling Jen that she's going to tell her boyfriend now you can't have any female friends? Like, I mean,
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
No.
But anybody that he forms a friendship with now should be with the both of you guys, or he can have those relationships too.
I don't know that I'd be comfortable with a new friendship, especially somebody that he would want to like talk to a lot mm-hmm. that wasn't a friend before. But I mean, he has great friends that I've met that they were friends before. Some of the women are married, you know, all that stuff. That's all good because they were friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anybody new that he
yes.
was talking to or spending that much time with, I would have a real issue.
I would too. And it's a huge red flag to me if there's anybody that wants to just be my friend or just be Katie's friend. You know, if mm-hmm. it's in my case, it's female friends. And if it's, especially if it's a lesbian who just wants to be friends with one of us, then that is a huge red flag.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
One more call here. Good morning, Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I was calling because I wanted to let Jen know that it is virtually impossible for men and women to be friends and maintain that kind of level, like the other caller said, of respect. I agree with Bert 100%. There is no way. I was married before, and my husband's business partner/friend
totally woman, all that. She was cute, had a nice shape, and it just does not work out. Even with male friends that I have, there will always be an underlying tension no matter what, but it is virtually impossible. I agree with Jen. You have feelings there. Embrace those feelings. He needs to respect those feelings, and you just let him know, like, you know, is there any way that we can sit down and talk about this? Because the feelings that you have now, you're going to have a year from now. You're going to have 2 years from now. You're going to have 5 years from now. So embrace those feelings, honey. They are there for a reason.
No, I mean, but you can't change the relationship he currently has before he got in it with you.
No. I don't think so. And I'm not, I feel pangs of jealousy, but I don't feel threatened by those at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What about you, Bert?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You guys
can
have a talk about this later. No.
I guess I just buried it for a while. I didn't realize that I was not nearly as good at this relationship. If you need a guy friend, I've got a guy in St. Augustine that I will hook you up with this week to get out of my house.
I'm good.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.